7th, we'll be heading back to El Salvador and hope to be a blessing again this Christmas like the Lord's enabled us to be in past Christmases. We're going to, of course, try to do something for the kids at the feeding program. There'll be 120 of them, and we've already bought them their little gifts. We still got to buy those one-gallon bags and fill them up with candy and other kind of goodies. And we're going to work on that when we get there. Then there's the girls from the girls' home. We're going to try to give them a little bit extra. They get a little bit more because there's less of them, about 25, 30 of them. Then we try to help the kids at the orphanage with just some little somethings and try to help them buy their Christmas dinner. Then there's the man at the rehab center, and we try to give them enough money and enough stuff to have a good Christmas dinner. And, of course, we try to help the preacher, so that's a whole lot. Amen. So I appreciate everything you did with me, with your offerings, and please pray. El Salvador just went through a horrible situation with some storms. There was 50,000 people or so lost their homes. It's just a very bad situation and a lot of suffering, and they called me up, and, you know, I don't know how many days they had. It's kind of like Paul on that boat when after so many days they'd given up hope. That's kind of how they sounded when they called me. It rained and rained and rained, and it was the rainy season. Then they had a hurricane. Then they had a torrential storm and a tropical storm, and it was still raining, and it was horrible for them. But anyway, we sent them some money to help them and release some money to them where they could just get through, you know, the emergency, and thankful the Lord enabled us to do that. So anyway, they're still in bad shape. I'll get to see it all when I get there. So just pray for the poor people there and other people in the third world. We just don't know how good we have it, even as bad as it might be. You know, we still have it good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, open your Bibles, if you will, to Mark chapter 11. I guess if you're going to preach something, you need to preach something that's on your heart and been meditating on these scriptures. I tell you, it does you good to meditate. It's good to read, but it's better to meditate. And what that means is, you know, just to think on what you're reading and try to think how you could apply it. Try to get into the deeper meanings of it and just let the Spirit of God talk to you. One guy said meditating is like chewing the cud, you know, you know, like a cow does. Then later on, you know, the cud comes back up and you could eat it again. Amen. And I've said this before. I said, you know, we spent more time meditating, we'd spend less time medicating, you know. And I believe that. Amen. And I've been meditating on these scriptures, and God's just been showing me some things. And I'm sure it'll be nothing new to you, but maybe it'll be fresh. Mark 11:22, and Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. You may be seated. We're going to, I guess, do a little word study. We're going to look at some phrases and some words and examine these three verses and see what the Lord would speak to us tonight. And Jesus answering said unto them, this is Jesus speaking. Everything I'm about to say was something that Jesus said. Not something that I'm making up. It's not something that's coming from a commentary. But these are words fresh from the mouth of Jesus Christ. Amen. There's no room for misinterpretation. There's no room for misunderstanding. Jesus is the one that spoke these words. And he starts off by saying this. He says, have faith in God. You know, when I was a young man and a young preacher, I put the emphasis on the wrong part of those four words. I put the emphasis on that have faith. And I thought if I could somehow come up with this faith, this mysterious substance called faith, if I could figure out what it is and get enough of it, then I could get God to move on my behalf. And so I sought to figure out and to get what faith was and try to manipulate God through my exercise of that faith that I got a hold of. But I learned as I grew in the Lord and matured a little bit that I was putting the emphasis on the wrong part of that verse. You see, the emphasis isn't on have faith, but it's on where that faith should be directed. Jesus said, have faith in God. Amen. You see, it's not about how much faith we can get. You know, we've got the wrong idea about how we get faith and how God answers prayer or what will cause God to move. You ever been in one of those little amusement arcades and played that little game where you roll the little ball up and there's the 50-pointer and the 100 points, and then the ball lands there and then them little tickets come out? And if you get so many points, you get so many tickets, and there's other little games and you get those tickets, and man, you're getting hundreds and hundreds of tickets, and you think, boy, I'm going to win a Cadillac with these tickets. And you get up there and you trade in your 66,752 tickets and you get a little kazoo. You know, that's about all. And somehow we've got the idea that if we pray, we get so many points. If we read the Bible, we get so many points. If we come to church, we get so many points. If we fast, that's like getting the ball in the 50. You know, we get all kind of tickets for that. And then somehow, if we get enough points, we can trade them in and God will answer a prayer. And if we get a whole bunch of points, then God will go ahead and do something great, like maybe heal. And we think that's what faith is, accumulating enough points through our good deeds. But my friend, that has nothing to do with faith. Hallelujah. My. We are told to come to the throne of grace, not the throne of reward. Hallelujah. See, our faith, and we have faith, to each and every one of us, if we're saved, we've been given the measure of faith, hallelujah, is to be placed in God. And when we understand the character of God, and when we understand the goodness of God, and we understand the love of God, hallelujah, then that little bit of faith we have is enough to do the job. Jesus said, hallelujah, in a similar verse to what he says in verse 23, he said, if you had faith as a grain of a mustard seed, I mean, that's the smallest little seed there is. He said, you could take that seed right there, that little bit of faith right there, and that would be sufficient enough. He said, you could speak to that sycamore tree, and it'd be plucked up and cast into the water. My. You see, it's not a great faith, but it's a great God. It's not having faith necessarily. Hallelujah. But it's where that faith is placed. And we need to have faith in God. We need to understand that God is more willing to move for us, more willing to bless us, more willing to give us experiences in Him, more willing to answer our prayers than we are to have them answered, than we are to receive. See, we all know God's omnipotent, and that means all powerful. We all know God's omniscient, and that's all-knowing. We know that He's wise. That means that not only is He all-powerful and able to do what He wants to do, but He's wise enough and knowing enough that He knows just how to do it. But there's something we forget to understand, and that is that He is also love. Not only is He able, but God is willing. Hallelujah. God is desirous. And when we think on God, when we meditate on God, When we take time to understand the character of God, if we could see God and His love and His benevolence and His goodness and His graciousness and His mercy, my hallelujah, we can have faith in that God and God will move for us. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know, there used to be this little girl. All the little kids love me in El Salvador. I don't know why, but they do. But there's this one little girl, and I mean, for some reason, she was scared of me. I don't know why, but I'd get near that little girl, and I mean, she would scream, and she would run, and she'd hide behind her mama, and it was like I was the devil himself, the way that girl would act, you know? And I'd have candy sometimes, and I'd offer it to that little girl, and I'd offer it to another little boy or girl, and of course, the one that loved me, they'd come and take it, and that little one would hide behind her mother's leg and wouldn't get near me. Well, I don't know how it changed, but one day, all of a sudden, it changed, and now that girl loves me more than any of them. And now if I stick out any candy, boy, she grabs it quick. Hallelujah. Well, that's how it is with God. He's got His hand bestowed. Amen. He's got the candy heading towards us. Hallelujah. And because we fear God or misunderstand God, hallelujah, we don't grasp from His hand what He willingly offers. And that, my friend, is what faith is. Faith is simply believing in the promises of God and believing in the character of God. Faith is believing that God is not a liar, amen, and that God, hallelujah, is willing to do what He said He would do. Hallelujah. It's not that hard. Jesus said, have faith in God. Or as one translator put it, have the faith of God. That faith that God puts in your heart and gives to you. My, He tells us we have to have faith, and He offers us willingly the things that we need, and then He even gives us the faith. Hallelujah. Well, just to show us how great this promise is, and just to take away all doubts about any kind of limitations, He tells us in that next verse that we could speak to the mountain. And if we'll have that faith in God, that mountain would be plucked up and thrust into the sea. What God is saying, that even a physical, literal mountain can be moved by your little bit of faith if that faith is placed in God. God is saying in this verse that there's no limits to what He can do and wants to do and will do if we'll only have faith in God. Now, doctors have limits. I'm thankful. You can go to a doctor, you've got bad pain. Boy, that doctor can give you a pill or something, man, that pain could go away. You know, you've got a bad infection, that doctor can give you some penicillin, some antibiotics, and that infection can go away. But you all know there's times the doctor shakes his head and says, there's nothing I can do. Sometimes you've got a financial need. Well, you pull out that super-duper platinum MasterCard, you know, with kryptonite in the middle of it, you know, that can get you all kind of money from the bank, and that's sufficient to get you through. But, you know, sometimes there may arise a problem, and that super-duper MasterCard, you know, platinum with kryptonite in the middle is not enough. Amen. And the banker shakes his head and said, I'm sorry. There's nothing more I can do for you. You know, banks have limits. Doctors have limits. Man has limits. One guy said, if you put your trust in what man can do, you'll get what man can do. If you put your trust in what a denomination can do, you'll get what a denomination can do. If you put your trust in what you can do, you'll get what you can do. But if you put your faith in what God can do, you'll get what God can do. Hallelujah. And God tells us right here what He can do. God says, if you'll speak to the mountain, if you'll exercise that faith in Me, that very mountain can be plucked up and can be thrust into the sea. What He's saying there is there's no sickness that He cannot heal. What He's saying is that there's no sinner that He cannot deliver. What He's saying that there's no need that He cannot meet. Hallelujah. If we'll just have faith in God. Hallelujah. Just a little teaching on just a few verses. Hallelujah. Verse 24. Now we're getting down to the nitty gritty here. Getting down to my text. We're going to examine a few of these words here, a few of these phrases, and see just what God wants us to understand. He says, therefore, in light of what I've just said, he says, therefore, I say unto you, what things soever. Think about that. What things soever. Matthew 21, 22 says, and all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer believing, ye shall receive. And he says right here, what things soever. Is there anything that's not included in what things soever? Can you think of anything that's not included in what things soever or in all things that you ask? No, my friend. Everything is included. Jesus has given us here an open promise for anything. He says, what things soever. Can you imagine that? I've often marveled every time I read the story of Solomon. Solomon had been given the throne, and Solomon was getting ready to be king, and Solomon was about to undertake to build that great temple, and Solomon, you know, sensed his weakness and had that humility in his heart and in his life, and then God appeared to Solomon. Think about that. God Almighty, Jehovah, appears to Solomon and looks Solomon right in the face and says, Solomon, what do you want me to do for you? Ask me anything, and I'll do it. Mine. And Solomon, of course, we all know the story. Solomon says, I need wisdom to take care of such a people. And God says, because you didn't ask for riches, didn't ask to rule over your enemies, didn't ask for all these selfish things, but asked for wisdom. He said, I'm going to give you the wisdom, but I'm going to give you all those other things too. And I thought about that. My God looked Solomon in the face and said, what do you want? And I thought, man, how marvelous it would be to have that opportunity. But that's what we have right here. That's what he's saying right here in this verse. He says, what things soever. Hallelujah. That's what he's saying to you. That's what he's saying to me. He's given us the same opportunity. He's given us the same chance. He's given us the same blessing, hallelujah, that he gave to Solomon. Hallelujah. He said, Solomon, anything you want. And he's telling us what things soever. That ought to thrill you. That ought to stir you. That ought to challenge you. That ought to make you hungry to see God move. He told Solomon whatever, and he did it for Solomon, and he told us whatsoever, and he'll do it for us. Hallelujah. See, that's what he said to blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus was there, and he got Jesus' attention, and Jesus said, what will thou that I do unto thee? He asked him the same thing that he asked Solomon. He said, Bartimaeus, what will thou that I do unto thee? Hallelujah. And he said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. You know, he could ask for anything. He was a beggar. He could ask for some money, and the Lord would have saw that he got. He could ask for any number of things, but he went to the Lord with his greatest need. Hallelujah. My, he had that blank check and he filled it out, man, for his sight. And that's just what he received from the Lord. What things soever. And now we're going to look at this next word, that ye desire. What things soever ye desire. You see, there's something about desire. There's something about that craving to see God move. There's something about that feeling of hunger and desperation for God to come on the scene that motivates God. You know, a lot of times I believe folks ask for things because they just think they're supposed to ask for things. I've known folks that prayed for their unsaved husbands and really, you know, they were kind of half happy that they weren't saved because they got to go home and watch TV with them. And I've known others that went the other way. Amen. And I've known folks to ask prayer for things and you know, pray that God will save or pray that God will do this or pray, you know, and I don't doubt they'd like to see those things done. I mean, you know, if there was a vote taken, they wouldn't vote against souls being saved. They wouldn't vote against, you know, God filling the church. They wouldn't vote against somebody getting healed. I mean, they'd really like to see those things, no doubt. But where's the desire? Amen. Where's that burden? One of the old-timers wrote to General William Booth of the Salvation Army when it wasn't having any success in his mission, and he said, I don't know what to do. He said, I prayed. He said, I visited. I've done this. I've done that. General William Booth sent him back a two-word telegram. He said, try tears. Hallelujah. He could have said, have desire. What things soever you desire. Hallelujah. Do you desire to see a revival? Do you desire to see folks healed? Do you desire to see the glory of God manifested? Do you have the attitude that Gideon had when the angel appeared unto him and said, the Lord is with you, the mighty man of valor? And he said, yeah. Well, if God's with us, then why are these things befalling us? And where's all the miracles that we've been told about? Hallelujah. See, Gideon desires something more. Amen. Then just another sermon about God is moving and God is working. Hallelujah. He desired to see something with his own eyes. Amen. And that's what Jesus is saying here. He's saying, what things soever. Man, there's no limits. He says, all you need is desire. And then he tells us what else we need. He says, what things soever you desire when you pray. Amen. Whatever you need tonight. If you truly desire it, amen, then that desire will bring you to prayer. What do I mean by prayer? I mean what Jesus said when he said, he that asketh, he that seeketh, and he that knocketh. What that means, that's the continual present tense, the gerund. That means not just to ask, but to ask and keep on asking, to seek and keep on asking, to knock and keep on knocking. Hallelujah. If you desire, that's what you'll do. You'll pray, you'll seek, you'll knock. You'll come before the Lord. You'll believe it. Here's what faith is. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God, that means you come not just once, but you keep coming, believes that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seeks him. Faith makes you come to God, and faith makes you keep coming to God because you know in your heart that he's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know that he gave the promise and desires to fulfill the promise, and he said whatsoever, and if you have desire and if you'll pray, hallelujah, you know God's gonna do it. Hallelujah. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe. Now we're getting to another word of significance. Hallelujah. Believe. You see, it's not enough just to ask. It's not enough just to cry. It's not even enough to desire. We've got to believe. Hallelujah. And what's it mean to believe? It simply means to be familiar enough with God and his character that you take his word as his word, because you're intimately acquainted with just who and what he is. And when God says whatsoever you believe, he means whatsoever. And when God says that this promise is for you, you believe that promise is for you. And if God says if you'll desire and you'll pray, you believe that if you desire and you'll pray, hallelujah, that it'll be just like God says. And when you believe, that's old English for to live like or to live in accordance with. And you live in accordance with those beliefs and it becomes belief. Hallelujah. You understand that? Amen. It's not that hard. Amen. You live like you believe what you're praying. You live like you believe what God has said. And therefore you desire and you pray and you believe about whatsoever you have need of. And here's the clincher. And he says, when you do that, he says, when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Those things that you desire, first you've got to believe that you receive them, and then you'll have them. Think about that. You've got to receive them before you have them. You've got to receive them before you get them. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Faith isn't some invisible something. It's not believing with nothing to believe, with no basis. No, faith is a substance. Faith is something real. Faith is the thing that you have until you get the thing that you're believing for. You understand that? It's the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. One guy said, it's the title deed. I give Brother Taylor the title to my car tonight. He owns my car. My car may be somewhere else, but he owns my car. And that title deed is proof that he owns that car. He receives, and then later on when he gets the car, he has the thing that he received. And that's what Jesus is saying. He says, believe that you receive and you will have the thing. We pray, we desire, we believe, and then we've also got to receive. There'll come a time when we'll know that God has heard us and we'll know that we have the thing that we desire from God. Before we get it, we'll have it. Amen. I know that sounds hard to understand. Amen. But I'm telling you, if you get acquainted with God, if you get acquainted with His character, if you believe His word, hallelujah, if you'll know in your heart that He is not a liar. I like what it says in Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that He should lie, neither the son of man that He shall repent. Hath He said it, and shall He not do it? Hath He spoken, and shall He not bring it to pass? Amen. God gives a promise. We quote that scripture a lot. About God's word will not return unto him void. And that's a reference to the rain and to the water from heaven. You see, that water comes down from heaven and it falls on the grass and it falls on the seed. And then that water, waters the seed. And then that water in the morning evaporates and it goes back up in the clouds. But it don't return unto God void. It's accomplished what it came for in watering the seed. And the seed is God's word. The word of God is the seed. And when God gives us a promise, that's the seed. And when we pray and desire and believe and receive, hallelujah, what we're doing is we're putting our faith and we're cultivating that seed. And then that promise returns to God, but it doesn't return void. Because it's germinated that seed. We've received that promise. We've had that promise fulfilled in our hearts and in our spirits. Hallelujah. And then in a little while, that seed grows. And then in a little while, we get what we have asked for. Amen. I know that's a whole lot to choke down in one meal. Amen. But that's what God wants us to understand. God wants us to understand that He is willing to fulfill His word. That He's not a liar. That every one of His promises are yea and amen. Hallelujah. And that God has put no limits on the things that we can receive from Him if we'll believe, if we'll receive, if we'll desire. Hallelujah. And it will come unto him in faith believing. Jesus said, have faith in God. Hallelujah. Take that faith that you have and put it in that great God that we serve. And that faith that you have will be enough. Have desire. Be sure you really want the thing you're asking for. Come to the Lord with his own promise. Tell God what he said. Tell God you're believing me. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you what, when you're praying in that way, when your eyes are fixed on God and his character, hallelujah, it won't be long when you're praying and desiring and believing that you'll receive. You'll know in your heart God's heard your prayer. Hallelujah. And after you receive, in a little while, you'll have the things that you desire. First you get the title deed, and then you get the car. Let's bow our hearts. Father, I pray this night that somehow, Lord, some of what I said would penetrate, Lord God. Lord, it's not about how many tickets we can get or how many points we can earn. It's just about believing you, Lord God. Believing in your character, Lord. Believing in your nature. Believing in your word. And believing in your promises. Lord God, for you said, what things soever we desire when we pray, if we believe we receive them, we shall have them. That is your word. That's you that said that, Jesus. You're the same one that said, all things whatsoever you desire when you pray, hallelujah. If you believe, you'll receive. You're also the one that said, hallelujah, according to your faith, be it unto thee. And as thou hast believed, be it unto thee. And many, many other such like things, Lord God. You've not put any limits on us, Lord God. We can take our faith. Or we may be like that man that said, you, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. But yet that faith, even mixed with unbelief, was enough because it was in you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I said, because it was in you, Jesus. He saw your benevolence, Jesus. He saw your goodness. He saw your faithfulness. And his boy was delivered. Hallelujah. My, I don't know what you need tonight, but it's covered in whatsoever. Hallelujah. I don't know what you need tonight, but it's covered in all things. Amen. Whether you need a healing for your body, whether you need provision, whether you need direction, whether you need salvation, whether you need deliverance, whether you need something for somebody else, hallelujah. My, I want you to realize tonight it's not your faith, but it's your God. Take that little bit of faith you already have, that measure of faith that God has given you, and put it in that great big God. I said, take your little bit of faith and put it in that great big God, and believe and desire and receive, and ye shall have. Mine, that little bit of faith will grow, and next time it'll be bigger, and you'll see God even bigger, and there'll be no limit to what God can do. Open your mouth wide, he says, and I will fill it. He said, call on me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. There's not a need in this place tonight that God can't meet, and more than that, there's not a need in this place that God does not want to meet. Hallelujah. If we'll come to him tonight and pray and desire and believe and receive, hallelujah, we can have the things that we ask of him. Have faith in God. I said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have faith in God. I said one more time tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, have faith in God. Hallelujah. Let's come find a place to pray. Let's come and find a place to desire. Let's come and find a place to believe. Let's come and find a place to receive, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.